Check. Okay, let's turn to Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever, from the rising of the sun to its setting. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations. His glory is above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap, to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. He makes the barren woman abide in the house as a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. Amen. Dear God, I thank you for this morning. I thank you that we can come together. Thank you for bringing Marsha here. I just pray that you really bless her today. And myself and Kenny as well, we come before you. We're grateful for today, this morning. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, when I was trying to prepare for this talk, I was asking the Lord, and I felt like he was directing me to this passage. This is a passage that God kind of showed me when I was in India. You know how I did my discipleship training school in Switzerland, Lausanne, and then I went to India for a missions trip for about two and a half months, and I was in Calcutta, and I was volunteering at the Mother Teresa homes, and we would go, and these people are very poor. We went to one house, it's called Home for the Dying. So these guys are old, mostly older, like old men that were just ready to die, and they were just waiting. They were waiting to be, I guess, to die. Actually, when I was there, I think for the first time I saw a person that was dead. Like, I went in one morning, and this guy that we had talked to the previous night, and he invited us, no, he actually asked us to go to his home, where his family was, to try to get them to come to visit him or something. So we did that, and then like the next day we go in, we find out he was dead. So it was really kind of sad. But we were doing this thing in Calcutta, and then God led me to this passage from verse 5. You know, who is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raises the poor from the dust, lifts the needy from the ash heap, to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. And I really felt like God was bringing us there to fulfill this, you know, this task, to raise the poor from the dust and to lift the needy from the ash heap and to make them sit with princes. You know, because these people are rejected and destitute, and God had wanted us to go and minister to these people. And so that's what I want to talk about today, how God is a humble God. You know, he always looks after the needy. He's always looking after people that are in need and people that are poor. If you turn to Genesis, we can't read it, but in Genesis chapter 16, you see, you know the story of Sarai, Abram's wife, and how she can't have children on her own, so she gives Hagar, her maidservant, to Abraham, and she's not even from the same household. She's an Egyptian woman, but you know, Abraham goes into Hagar, and Hagar bears a child. But after that, Sarai, the wife, gets super jealous of Hagar and starts mistreating her and treating her really badly. So Hagar has a difficult, difficult time, and she finally just flees from Sarai and goes out into the wilderness trying to find some kind of comfort, I guess. And if you put yourself in the shoes of Hagar, you know, she's I think at this time she's pregnant. Yeah, she's pregnant, and she is fleeing in the wilderness from her master. And she's, you know, again, she's in a humble state, right? She's a destitute woman who's in need of help. And I just, and then the angel of the Lord appears to her, you know. God, because before this time, like, Abraham was the only one that God would speak to. And, like, it's all these, like, significant people. Noah, God speaks to. And Abraham, God appears to and speaks to her, to him. But then Hagar, this maidservant, who is really nothing in people's eyes, and she's just fleeing from her master, and God would appear to her, or an angel of the Lord appears to her, and kind of comforts her, says, you know, appears to her and says, where are you going? And she says, I'm fleeing from the presence of my mistress. And verse 9, this is in chapter 16, the angel of the Lord says, return to your mistress and submit to yourself to her authority. And then in verse 10, he promises her, I will greatly multiply your descendants so that they shall be too many to count. And then he goes on to comfort her and to tell her what's going to happen. And in verse 13, then Hagar called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, Thou art a God who sees. For she said, have I even remained alive here after seeing him? And that's what really administered to me, knowing that when she's in a situation where she is in a dire need, and she's going to die, she's in the wilderness, and she's pregnant, there's nothing she can do, and God would appear to her and comfort her, and then she exclaims, you know, God, you are a God who sees. You're a God who sees me when I'm in a state, you know, of need, and when there's nothing I can do. And then the same woman in chapter 21 actually gets kicked out again from her master, because now she bears a child called Ishmael, but then Sarah finally conceives and bears a child to Isaac. So now that Sarah has Isaac, she's like, well, I don't need Hagar anymore. And on top of that, Ishmael, because he's older and bigger, starts bullying Isaac a bit. So Sarah gets super angry, goes to Abraham, says, you know, I need to kick my maidservant out. And Abraham says, fine, go do whatever you want to do. So then Sarah turns to Hagar, and Hagar is kicked out of the household. And, well, we can read from verse 15, and the water in the skin was used up. So this is Hagar and her boy walking around in the wilderness. The water in the skin was used up, and she left the boy under one of the bushes. Then she went and sat down opposite him, about a bow shot away, for she said, do not let me see the boy die. And she sat opposite him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the lad crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, what is the matter with you, Hagar? Do not fear, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him by the hand, for I will make a great nation of him. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the skin with water and gave the lad a drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew, and he lived in the wilderness, and he became an archer. And what I want to focus on today is, again, God is a God who sees. God saw Hagar and the boy in distress, and God heard the lad crying. And this wasn't even the chosen son, right? This was just a son, I guess, born out of disobedience, because Abraham didn't wait for Sarah to conceive. And yet, when he is in a situation where he's, you know, there's no more water, he's thirsty, he's going to die, and she, you know, the mom is convinced that the boy is going to die, so she walks away because she doesn't want to see him die. But God hears the crying of the lad, and he comes to her and comforts her and brings him to water to bring him out of the situation. So again, this idea that God is a God who lifts up the poor, and he takes care of the needy, and he would come down. That's what's so cool in Psalm 113. It says, God, you know, who is like you? Because you are enthroned on high, right? The first part of the chapter is, you know, he is from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. He is high above all nations. His glory is above the heavens. Who is like him? He is enthroned on high. So he is this majestic God who is enthroned on high, and he's everything and everywhere, and his glory is above the heavens. And yet, in verse 6, he says, he humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. So he humbles himself to see what's going on in the earth. And then, not only what does he see what's going on, but then he sees the poor and he pays attention to the needy. He says, he raises the poor from the dust, lifts the needy from the ash heap, and he makes them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. And he makes the barren woman abide in the house as a joyful mother of children. So God, enthroned on high, comes down to see people in need. We'll look at one last verse in James. In James chapter 1, verse 27. James chapter 1, verse 27. It says, "This is pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father, to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world." And this is a word I had for Pastor Sam Kim when we were in Chichihar, visiting the orphanage and also visiting the elderly home. And I was reading my Bible, and I just felt like God said, you know, tell this to Pastor Sam Kim. So I did, and then I didn't even realize this until I gave the word to him. And then we both realized, oh, wow, that's exactly what we're doing on this trip. We're visiting orphans and widows in their distress. And that's pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father. This is what he cares about. He cares that we would go out to the poor and to the needy, and reach out to people that are in need, orphans and widows. Not only orphans and widows, right? But people that are in distress, people that are in need. So there's two applications to this message. One is, we need to go out there. Because God is a God that wants to lift up the needy from the ash heap and the poor from their place, and to make them sit with princes. But he wants to do it through us, right? He's calling to us to go out and be his hands and his feet to reach out to them. And also, secondly, he is a God that sees people in need. So if any of us are in a broken state and in need and in destitute and in distress, God sees that and he hears our cry and he comes to our need and he comes to our aid. So let's just close our eyes and meditate and allow the Lord to speak to us.
The friend of the weak, you wash the feet of the weary, embrace the ones in need. I want to be like you, Jesus, to have you are the God.
Pray together. Today, let's pray for our missionaries that we support all over China. We have the Chong family who minister to the Chinese people, discipling them and teaching them. Let's pray for Pastor Sam Kim's orphanage and the orphans and the elderly people that we support. Let's pray for God's mercy over them and our contact there who's leading them. You can pray for my parents in China also, reaching out to this minority people group. Just pray for God's favor and wisdom. Let's pray for our ministries here. Let's pray for Godwin's ministry, ministering to the Nepalese community in Yunlong. Zengsheng College, just ask for God's favor as they try to move to Muiwo. And then YWAM Hong Kong with Fabi and Joe and Nancy, they're the YWAM directors. Let's just pray for God to really be with them and keep them pure in their heart and anoint them as they lead the schools, DTS, this season. And pray for Mr. Song as well in Uzbekistan. Pastor O, as he works in Cambodia, let's pray for God's favor as well. Just guidance. So let's just pray for our missionaries and then I'll close. God, I thank you, Lord, that you are our humble King. I thank you that you are God of the broken, the friend of the weak, and that you embrace the ones in need. And I thank you that you come to us and you hear us, God, when we're in need, God. And help us, God, as your hands and feet to go out and minister to people that are in need as well. We lift up the missionaries that we support, God, the people in Hong Kong YWAM and Godwin and Zhengsheng College. God, we ask you, Father, for your blessing and for your favor, for your anointing, God, upon these places. God, we lift up our people in China, God, that we support. We ask you for your mercy and grace. We ask you to be with Mr. Song and Golia, God, as Golia gets ordained, God, this next week, I think, in Korea. I just pray, Father, for your favor, and I pray for no complications, God, as they go. And with the whole procedure, we ask you for your blessing. May it be a really good time for him. We lift up Cambodia. We ask you to be with Pastor Oh as he, you know, is a nation taker, God, trying to bring the gospel to Cambodia and lead this nation, God, back to you. I just pray for your favor, for your wisdom upon him, and blessings upon his family, protection, God. And other missionaries, God, that even we don't know about, God, that are working, Father, to bring your kingdom. We ask you for your blessing, for your favor, for your hand of protection, for your anointing, Holy Spirit, to fill them up, God, give them comfort and encouragement, God, strength. We thank you that we can come before you and pray, and thank you for your presence. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.